Is it Con or Reeve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an all-
Hello!
Do you watch Netflix?
I have a Netflix account from somebody.
I disavow any.
Exactly. We know nothing about you shit.
Said hacked account.
There is no hacked account. You have four profiles in there, and I might be one of them.
Yes. So yeah, Netflix. We talked a little about all the new Netflix shows. You finally watched one of them.
I guess we're just gonna go right into it. We talked about the Chilling Tales of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yes.
I think that's what it's called.
It's not your mom's Sabrina.
Yeah. So and we were talking about it last time. I did not watch it because I was sitting there like, it's another Sabrina. I like the original version, but he's all like, gotta watch it. It's really cool. I went ahead and watched it. I binged it. I think within 2 days, I watched the whole thing.
You can't stop.
Hooked on it. As soon as the first one came out, I was hooked on it. Here's the funny thing. I was sitting there like, where do I know this girl from? I know this girl from somewhere because she has very distinct eyebrows. And I was sitting there like, okay. And before I even knew it, before I IMDb'd it and stuff like that, so I found out that she was the girl from Mad Men, which I'm actually watching also, which is mind-blowing to me that, she's grown up and, what girls do, and they grow up, and but she was really great in this.
From one hit show to another.
Oh, man, she's not doing bad.
She's tearing it up in Sabrina. Who's your favorite character on Sabrina?
Okay, so it's got to be Sabrina, because I mean, she really is she's the main character, but she plays it so well. And there might be spoilers in this. If you're watching this, this is almost like a review.
It's been out for over 2 weeks, so it's not spoiler anymore.
And this is kind of a review on what we thought about the, because I know he said, because he couldn't say a lot because I saw him watch it, but. I mean, I think the overall story was good because these are witches, okay? A story about witches. Witches aren't like, these aren't just like
wart on the nose,
green
skin.
These
witches
are like some ruthless stuff, and like everywhere is all like praise God and be hail Satan kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's completely dark. It's now I did hear that. A lot of people were watching this show, and they want to watch it sooner than later because apparently it's like a religious group.
The Church of Satan.
The Church of Satan actually is suing Netflix for using a copyrighted, their goat god, Baphomet, that's sitting up there. Apparently that's a copyrighted.
Who knew?
Who knew, right?
But copyright God?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, they do it because...
The statue looks very, very similar.
Similar to that. And so I think either they won or they, there's some... it was like a $20 million settlement or something. I read it just in passing, and I was sitting there like... And now all my friends are like, I need to watch it before they pull it from Netflix. Yeah. But don't get me wrong. Just don't watch it just because of that part. Watch it because it's actually a really good story. And about a girl that turns into a woman, and she has to kind of make a decision about it. And then you also have like a almost like a puppeteer kind of pulling the strings of what she should actually do. Big surprise at the last scene why she's doing this. So, I mean, you're talking about devils, you're talking about pentagrams. This is witchcraft. This is not
straight up.
This
witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
This can't be. Let's tell jokes. Witchcraft.
Like I said, when he said he didn't laugh like one time. I don't think you were never. This is more in lines of.
There's no laugh track in Chilling Adventures.
No. I don't know if you ever seen Riverdale. So it's they're
in the same universe.
That's what I read online that this show might be in the same universe as Riverdale, and they might actually have a crossover in later seasons, which will be very interesting. So I mean, I liked it. It's pretty much, man. It's
a new take on witches.
It's a very new take on witches. Well, not new, but an actual real version. It's about this town where they thought Salem was, the witch trials and stuff like that. Well, this town had the same thing, but they kind of buried it because they didn't. They're still witches living amongst them, yep. And they don't want to tell this story because, you know, they don't want to be, you know, called out. So I
love how they dealt with the familiars.
Oh man, when the first familiar turns into Salem.
They're just goblins that take the form of.
Yeah, it takes the forms of an animal, and you can actually pick which animal and stuff like that, or the animal. Well, she goes out to the forest, and she wants the animal to pick her, or the familiar to pick her, which is pretty cool. I mean, how they talk about resurrection, how they talk about how they do resurrection, and I mean, or like it's just a crazy. It's all over the place, but at the end it comes together. And you're sitting here like, God, this is like one story after another. And at the end it all kind of makes sense. And then, you have there's three witches that, you know, she kind of, I think it's in the first episode or second episode that kind of puts a curse on her. You have to understand, so...
At the witching school. It's not Hogwarts.
It's not a Hogwarts. It's actually a witching school. I wish they would have maybe... put a little bit more production in the witching school, because I think it's only like two rooms that I've seen.
Yeah.
But you know, you don't even really see like the outside. It's a little weird, but you know,
it
doesn't focus too much on the school because it's focused more on the story. But man, at the end, spoiler alert again, if you don't want to spoil it, just, you know, stop right here, comment below, hit that subscribe button. But if you want to continue, spoilers ahead. So at the end, she gets Hellfire. She signs her name in the book to save the town because the town is run by, I think it's a Headless Horseman.
Somebody called forth the 13...
The 13 original witches that got burned and stuff like that.
And they called forward the...
The horsemen or something like that. The Red Rider or something like that. Which is, at the end, it's like the only way you can save the town and save your friends and stuff like that is if you sign... Like, the whole reason that she wants to do this is she needs to sign her name and sign her soul to the devil, and she didn't want to do that, so that's why you had this one person kind of puppeteering her way through at the end. So she becomes straight up hardcore. See, there is no, like, you know, puffiness or thinking about it. At the end, you know, they said there's only... one or two witches that ever became...
They were able to use Hellfire.
They were able to use Hellfire, and she's like, I'm going to be the third, or something like that.
You just met the third.
Yeah, you just met the third, and they all... It's crazy. And, like, she's at the end... You know,
Straight up badass,
and that's why I'm kind of curious on how they're going to incorporate that into next season on just straight up, like, how bad she actually becomes, because she... Apparently, she's probably one of the most powerful witches, and that's why they want to. There's puppet masters. That's why they want to kind of use her. The devil really had.
He really wanted her
for some reason. Because her, you know, her parents are, one's a warlock and one's a layman, which is a normal human. But there was that dream sequence. You know, there was one regular baby, and then there was another. Baby, but with
cleft hoofs.
With cleft hoofs and stuff like that. So, who knows?
Never explained that.
And who knows if the warlock is actually her father? It might be the devil. She might be the Antichrist.
Yeah, it did.
It's really cool. You need to check it out. If you don't got Netflix, steal it from your parents. I know I did.
And even the supporting characters are awesome.
Yeah,
our two aunts are great.
Yeah, the two aunts are great.
Ambrose is my favorite. He's my favorite character in there.
I love when she's like, he's like, but what did you do? It's like, I killed her and buried her in the garden.
Because it's resurrecting himself.
You'll actually find out why that's important in the series. We don't want to give too much away.
I just love why he was on house arrest. Don't want to give that away, but it's... pretty funny.
It's pretty funny. Yeah. So go check it out. Comment below what you know after you go watch. So stop right here. Just pause it. Watch 9 hours. Come back.
Because it wasn't a whole lot of episodes. Less than 10 episodes, maybe.
I think it was like 10. It wasn't overly long. It wasn't overly long. And you know, I mean, with Netflix, you get a whole 5 seconds before the next episode starts anyway. So
not even enough time to go pee.
Yeah, but it's better than Amazon Prime's like 300 seconds. It's like, come on, I don't want to wait 6 minutes. It's stupid. It's got to be a happy medium. So yeah, I think I personally liked it a lot. I'm glad that he recommended it. And then you also recommended the new Charmed.
But yeah, I kind of fallen off watching it. It started out strong, and I've kind of lost interest in it.
So yeah, that's why I like that. That's why I like Netflix, because you
maybe
can actually
kind of binge Charmed.
I think that's the whole new thing. Is it's not a season. It's a 10-hour movie.
Yeah.
And you want to watch all of it, and I think that's why streaming is so popular, because they just give you it all at once. And then, you know, kind of regular television, you know, watch next week. It's like, man, people are way too impatient these days, and I love it.
I've done other things, and I just kind of lost interest in Charmed. Yeah. It was a good show.
Charmed isn't there like a new craft coming out or something like that? I guess it's one of those things like Hollywood really doesn't have any new ideas anymore.
What are they doing? Well, let's do that too.
Yeah. Hey, what was cool 20 years ago? Let's redo that.
Do people still like witches? Let's make Sabrina again.
But let's make her hardcore. Yeah. It's like
good choice on that one though.
Yeah.
I can't fault
it's like that. Making Archie hardcore.
Riverdale.
Yeah. Well, thanks guys for watching again. My name is Patrick Goof. Talk nerdy to me.
I am Troy Singer.
And again, hit that subscribe. It actually helps us out a lot. Like, share, you know, comment, and see what you guys think. And hit that bell icon, because it actually will let you know when we upload new videos. And it alerts you immediately so you can see this beautiful face constantly. If you want to, we'll just go like that. And to all of our audio.
And if you don't want to see these faces.
Yeah, listen to our podcast.
Subscribe to us on any podcast platform.
Well, thanks, guys. We'll see you at the next video.
Later, nerds.
Bye.
Hey, listen.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it card or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an army.